I find it heartening that so many of us are here in the centermost part of the day, smack dab in the middle of yet another busy week. I admire you for taking time out of your routine to acknowledge the inevitable, to embrace an unpopular and inconvenient truth. In a few moments, all will be invited to the altar rail, and we will have ashes imposed on the forehead in a shape less a luxurious piece of jewelry and more an instrument of death, the cross of soot, which we feel but ourselves cannot see. The cross serves as a reminder that one day each of us will die. None of us gets out of this alive. The bodies we leave behind will decay to dust. Our successes and failures in this life, the treasures we work so hard to acquire, the causes we might hold dear, all of that is seen today in the light of eternity. It all amounts to dust. The essence of Psalm 103 whispers, remember. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. The liturgy agitates. Grant that these ashes may be a sign to us, be to us a sign of our mortality and penitence. As we contemplate our limited time on earth, the futility of at least some of our actions, our choices to ignore the will of God, we must recall what else the ashes represent. The ashes speak not only of death, they are breadcrumbs along the blazed trail which returns us to the source of authentic life. We will pray, Almighty God, you have created us out of the dust of the earth, and we will be invited to renew our trust in the promise that it is only by God's gracious gift that we are given everlasting life. One phrase about death is surrounded by two phrases which speak of God cultivating life. In the second chapter of Genesis, we read that the Lord God formed the human from the dust of the ground and breathed into the human's nostrils the breath of life, and the human became a living being. God is depicted in this creation story working in the Garden of Eden. God is a greenskeeper, a caretaker. God is one who nurtures life, not death, even though the latter is a popular notion. God digs in the dirt and has dust under the divine fingernails. God is not afraid to get messy dealing with human affairs, so God breathes into the nostrils of the first human, and the human comes to life. Humanity is literally inspired by the breath of God. So yes, stepping forward for the imposition of ashes is about death, but stepping forward for ashes is symbolic of our return to and our ultimate dependence on God following death in its many forms, great and small. God, the gardener, kneels down to reshape us and give us new inspiration. In our second lesson from Paul to the Corinthians, we are told, be reconciled to God. Stated another way, we are to be in harmony with God. Now, we don't see it in the assigned passage for today, but a few sentences earlier in this second letter to the Corinthians, the Apostle Paul calls on followers of Jesus to be ambassadors of Christ. We are to be agents, deputies, emissaries, harmonizers of, and fellow gardeners with the God we know in Jesus. We align ourselves with God's initiative to bring a healthy balance to the created order through Jesus, to right what is wrong, work to eliminate the structures which breed poverty and violence, encourage those in positions of authority to respect the dignity of every human being, recognizing that all persons are created in the image of God. And we are not supposed to relinquish our moral voice to opportunistic, impersonal corporations whose advertisements highlight humanity's shortcomings in an effort to increase their sales revenues. Their left hand knows full well what their right hand is doing, as Jesus might say. When we take to heart that our individual and collective lives rest in God's hands, Lent can be that time for us to reclaim our identity as ambassadors of Christ, to be stewards of God's good creation on God's terms, and repent of the sin of Adam and Eve, who fell victim to the lie that humanity knows better than God how human life can best be lived. May God give us grace to reboot, to die to the things which move humanity away from God, away from humanity itself, and place ourselves in God's hands so that God can birth, mold, breathe, and nurture new life in us for the benefit of humanity and the entire created order. In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.